You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful. Productive today. We're speaking with registered nutritionist and founder of Fair Meals by Ariel Kestenbaum. Fair Meals provides easy, healthy, and affordable recipes for families that are looking to feed their families. With a community-based approach, the resource is free. Ariel, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Looking forward to hearing all the details here. So for starters, if you would, tell us about fairmeals.com and why you built this site.
Okay, sure. So nothing really, to me, at least, is more important than feeding your family. And as a mother myself, I really know firsthand what a priority, how costly, and a cause of anxiety that it can really be. So Fair Meals by Ariel is my way of taking my expertise and helping other people get through that angst with easy tools and ideas that they can really apply at home. Fair Meals by Ariel is all about making meals based on three pillars, which you had mentioned briefly, so affordability, health, and ease. So why did I do this? So as you also mentioned, my approach as a dietitian is very community-based. I look at the needs of many and put resources together to help even really the most constrained families feel good about what they're feeding their families, even when time and resources are limited. So really, it's about creating nutrient-dense meals, and I'll explain what this means, and I'll give a little bit of an example. So this means that creating a dish or meal and adding good and or healthy nutrients. So I'll give macaroni and cheese as an example, just because I think that's pretty much a crowd pleaser for everyone. And as well, you know, for kids who are picky eaters, this is usually something that, you know, is an okay dish to feed to them. So we'll take macaroni and cheese as an example. So by adding vegetables to this really simple and delicious dish, you're actually making it more nutrient-dense because we're adding nutrients such as fiber and other vitamins and minerals that vegetables contain.
A fine example and a great place to leave things off here today, and congratulations on this creation, Fair Meals. Now, how do people navigate through your recipes when they are on a budget, busy, and have little resources?
Yeah, sure. So all of our recipes are scored against these three pillars, which I had mentioned, to make it easy for people to select the recipes that, you know, are best fit for them, are most appropriate for them, you know, on any given day. So affordability is shown by the number of dollar signs. So we have like a dollar sign system. So all recipes fit essentially within the range of $4 to $25, you know, for each dish, depending on ingredients, and they all serve up to five people. The numbers of dollar signs indicates where in the range that each recipe fits. And then in terms of health, all recipes list the main health benefits of the ingredients used. And then for, you know, for ease, while all of the recipes I provide are based on easy cooking methods and simple instructions, even really within that, the level of ease to create each recipe is shown by the number of spatulas. So just like we have the dollar sign system, we have a spatula system. So one spatula represents meals that are very easy and take about, you know, 5 to 10 minutes to prepare. And this is a really, really great way for kids to get involved and to help. And then the two spatulas represents meals that are easy and take about 11 to 16 minutes to prepare. And three spatulas represents meals that may take a little bit more preparation and about 16 minutes to prepare.
Wow, I'd say that's super fast and quite convenient as well. Now, you started Fair Meals during a pandemic, which is quite amazing. Many people would shy away from starting a company during a time like this. Tell us how this impacted your approach here.
Yeah, so because of COVID, I actually moved up my business plan to help people feed their families by, you know, providing free resources and tools to help them make and serve meals that are affordable, healthy, and easy to make. And this is something that I was already planning and building as the center of my business, knowing that many families struggle with how to feed their families every day. But now with COVID-19, the world has changed. But really what hasn't changed, obviously, is the need and desires for families to, you know, feed their families good, healthy food that they can afford as well as easy to make.
Certainly makes a lot of sense and such a need for this. And this is fantastic. Today we're joined by registered nutritionist and founder of Fair Meals by Ariel Kestenbaum, here today on the program. Fair Meals does provide easy, healthy, and affordable recipes, as you've heard, for families that are looking to feed their families. And it is with a community-based approach. The resource is free, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would, tell us a little bit about your City Harvest Initiative.
Yeah, so I'm actually really excited about this. So for every new Instagram follow on our Instagram page, so that's at Fair Meals, so every follow that we receive from May 28th, through June 4th at midnight, we're going to donate $5 to City Harvest in New York City. So just a little bit about City Harvest. It's New York City's largest food rescue organization, and it will rescue 81 million pounds of food this year and deliver it free of charge to hundreds of food pantries and soup kitchens and other community partners across the five boroughs of New York City. And again, it's no secret that COVID-19 has changed the world, but what really hasn't changed is the need and desire people have to feed their families, you know, good, healthy food that they can afford, and that's easy to prepare and time efficient. But the one difference now is that the number of families looking and needing help with this has multiplied really exponentially, both with kids being home from school, many parents out of work, and in some cases, limited supplies available. So City Harvest programs can get the food to those who need it, and I can help families with healthy meal options to make with that food. So it's a really great, you know, synergy, I think. And it's important to give back, and I want to use my experience to help others in many ways that I can. And one other thing I just wanted to add, I had mentioned earlier that, you know, my approach towards nutrition is very community-based. And being community-based, I need to start within my own community, which is New York City, which is why I want to focus on New York City and why I am, you know, working now with the City Harvest Initiative. But going forward, I'd love to grow my community and the people that I'm helping, as long as I can really stay true to who I am and where I started.
And Ariel, I'm sure our listeners would want to know and get a summary of what the experience of Fair Meals by Ariel has been like. Get into some of those details.
Okay, so as many people can probably imagine, with an 18-month-old running around and, you know, my husband working a full-time job and me managing just the household as well as diving into all of this, it's definitely been pretty busy. But with that being said, I want to help. So I made the decision to, you know, push my business plan timing up so I can provide a resource that people can access for free that will have recipes, videos, tips, and suggestions, all with the goal of educating families that they can, in fact, get through this and that there really are people like me and tools to help. So with that in mind, you know, I'll continue to grow the Fair Meals by Ariel platform so people can have more and more options at their fingertips.
Well, Ariel, I think it's fantastic what you've created through Fair Meals by Ariel, and for joining us here today, and keep doing what you're doing. We're certainly impressed, and what a fantastic, healthy resource. As we conclude, what tip could you share with the busy parent right now that's just trying to keep their kids fed among these times?
Sure. So this is a tip I've actually been giving for years, and I really believe this, and there is a lot of research that shows kids are more likely to eat and take interest in new foods if they have a hand in making it. So this is why I make most of my recipes really with this in mind. Because my recipes are so easy to make, they are ideal and fun for families to start having kids included in the preparation and even in the cooking if you know, that's feasible. So with kids home from school during this time, it's a really great opportunity to have them learn and help in the kitchen. And I've always felt this was a really great tip and something that I've really been preaching for a very long time.
Ariel, certainly makes a lot of sense and a great place to bring things to a conclusion here today. If you would hit that website once again and let listeners know what they can expect by visiting your website, Fair Meals by Ariel.
Yeah, so it's fairmeals.com. And there, again, it's just a free resource with tons of videos and just tips, recipes to help you and your families create easy, healthy, and affordable meals.
Again, Ariel, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, and all the best to you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with registered nutritionist and founder of Fair Meals by Ariel Kestenbaum. Fair Meals provides easy, healthy, and affordable recipes for families that are looking to feed their families. And for further details, simply visit fairmeals.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.